Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this Bible school today, we're going to begin a Sunday school lesson about a summary of Paul's life as he described it in a letter that he sent to the young preacher, Timothy. Now, we'll be doing that in just a moment. Let me remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying all the Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of 1925. Now, E.A. Elam was a great admirer of another preacher of a generation before him that is we call David Lipscomb. And here's what David Lipscomb had to say about the closing of the book of Acts. David Lipscomb said, "It is singular that Paul remained a prisoner in Judea for over 2 years, for several months on the voyage, then 2 full years a prisoner at Rome, making a period of between 4 and 5 years that he was in chains." Ephesians 6:20, he called himself an ambassador in chains. And yet all this time, he was without a charge or accusation against him. Such a case is singular and strange. It was God using the wicked rulers to protect Paul. He had been set free in Judea, but if he had gone free, he would have been murdered by a mob. In Rome, he was the prisoner of the government. As such, none dared molest him. While thus protected, he was allowed freedom in preaching the gospel to all in Rome, from the emperor's household to the poorest slave to be found in the city. God used the wickedness of the Jews and the time-serving policy of the rulers to protect Paul while he was preaching to the nations that sent their citizens to the capital of the world. I turn the page. And now we begin this next Sunday school lesson about Paul's summary of his life. It was a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of December the 20th, 1925. And it's got these two texts. The first is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. "But thou didst follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, sufferings, and what things befell me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me." The second text is 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 18. "For I am already being offered, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved his appearing, giving diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas forsook me, having loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is useful to me for ministering. But Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus bring when thou comest, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord will render him according to his works, of whom do thou also beware, for he greatly withstood our words. At my first defense, no one took my part, but all forsook me. May it not be laid to their account. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. The devotional reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth are passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great shout out of the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away. And he that sitteth on the throne saith, Behold, I make all things new. And he saith, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, They are come to pass, I of the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. At the beginning of this Sunday school lesson, we have helps and hints for the teacher. This epistle to Timothy was the second one written to him by Paul, and the last one that Paul ever wrote. We call them 1st and 2nd Timothy, not because there are two different Timothys, but because there are two letters written to the same Timothy. We have seen that Timothy became a Christian on Paul's first missionary journey through Asia Minor. And on Paul's second journey through the region, Timothy became Paul's companion in travel and work, Acts 16, 1-3. Timothy's mother, Eunice, was a Jewish, but his father was a Greek. Paul calls Timothy his true child in the faith, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 2. He was with Paul during his first imprisonment, we gather from the book of Philippians and Colossians and Philemon. And, as would be inferred from Hebrews chapter 13:23, at some time Timothy was set at liberty. When Paul wrote both of these epistles to Timothy, Timothy was at Ephesus. The second epistle to Timothy mentioned some things not recorded elsewhere, like the name of Timothy's mother and grandmother, the falling away of some. Onesiphorus sought him diligently in Rome and found him, was not ashamed of him because he was in chains, and refreshed him, as he did also in Ephesus. We read that Demas forsook Paul. We read of Paul's reconciliation to Mark, and the injury Alexander did to him, a visit that Paul made from Corinth to Corinth and Miletus, and one to Troas. Now, Timothy followed Paul. And so we look at these explanatory notes. We read in 2 Timothy 3, 10 and 11, But thou dost follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, sufferings, what things befell me at Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them the Lord delivered me from all. Paul's true child of the faith, Timothy, from the time he had left home as a young man with Paul and Silas on Paul's second missionary journey, had followed Paul's teaching and conduct and purpose and faith and long-suffering and love and patience, which is steadfastness, persecutions, and sufferings, before he started on this journey with Paul. Paul had learned what Paul suffered at Antioch in Pisidia and Iconium, and he was at Lystra when Paul was stoned and dragged out of the city as dead. Paul sums up many of his persecutions and much of his sufferings in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 16 through 33. It is here that Paul wrote, "But if any man seemeth to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. But in giving you this..." Well, wait. Excuse me. Let me back up. That's 1 Corinthians 11. I want 2 Corinthians 11. Turn over there. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 16. I say again, "Let no man think me foolish. But if ye do, yet as foolish receive me, that I may glory a little. That which I speak not after the Lord, but as in foolishness, in this confidence of glorying, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye bear with the foolish gladly, being wise yourselves. For ye bear with a man if he bringeth you into bondage, if he devoureth you, if he taketh you captive, if he exalteth himself, if he smite you on the face. I speak by way of disparagement, as though we had been weak. Yet whensoever any is bold..." I speak in foolishness. "I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they of the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ?" I speak of one beside himself. "I more, in labors more abundantly, in prisons more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in deaths oft, of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of rivers, in perils of robbers, in perils of my countrymen, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in labor, in travail, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold, in nakedness. Besides those things which are without, that is that which passeth upon me daily. Anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is caused to stumble, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory in those things concerning my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor, under Aretas the king, guarded the city of the Damascenes in order to take me, and through a window was I let down in a basket by the wall and escaped his hands." Out of all these perils, persecutions, sufferings, and imprisonments, the Lord had delivered Paul. But in prison now, for the last time, his martyr's death is at hand. He adds in verse 12 with much emphasis, "Yea, all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And so Paul admonishes Timothy to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time would come when they would not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn their ears away from the truth and be turned into fables. But he told Timothy, "Make full proof of thy ministry." We'll continue in the next class.